You're twice as sure with two great names, Frigidaire and General Motors. Frigidaire presents Hollywood Star Time direct from Hollywood. Radio versions of the finest motion pictures with Hollywood's greatest stars. Today we bring you the radio production of the Universal picture, The Suspect, starring Charles Laughton. You're twice as sure with two great names, Frigidaire and General Motors. Frigidaire, the greatest name in refrigeration, is made only by General Motors. And it is this association of experience with experience, of skill with skill, that makes Frigidaire America's favorite refrigerator today. The 7 million Frigidaires built and sold are the best proof of Frigidaire's outstanding record of dependability, of lasting satisfaction. For back of every great refrigeration principle pioneered by Frigidaire, back of every exciting new Frigidaire feature, back of every exclusive Frigidaire advantage, is one all-important purpose: to keep food good to eat. Remember this when you choose your new refrigerator. Remember the record of millions of Frigidaires in millions of American kitchens. And remember, you're twice as sure with two great names. For Frigidaire is made only by General Motors. Now The Suspect, starring Charles Laughton, with Rosalind Yvonne from the original motion picture cast, with a special musical score composed and conducted by Frank Duvall.
Philip. Philip Marshall.
My wife, Cora.
Philip, how long do you think I'm going to stand for your coming in all hours of the night? The neighbors are beginning to gossip, and I'm not going to be made an object of pity in front of my friends. Do you hear me? Sometimes I wonder what on earth ever possessed me to marry a poor stick of a tobacco clerk like you. Walk through the forest and pick the crooked tree. That's what I did. A crooked, fat, ugly tree. Go on. Get out of my sight. Go to your own filthy room. Live there. Die there. Rot there for all I care. I don't care if I never see your fat, silly face again.
That's Cora, my wife. You see, I could have liked my home in Laburnum Terrace in London if she'd not driven my son John away. Of course, I turned to Mary. That's Mary Gray. Mary could work one of those new typewriter contraptions.
Well, I know how to use a typewriting machine, Mr. Marshall. I thought perhaps I might find work here with your office.
I'm very sorry, young lady. Maybe you'd do better in a draper's establishment.
I've tried. I tried so hard, Mr. Marshall.
Now, Miss Gray, please, don't do that.
Sorry, sir. I'm all right now.
That's better.
It's just that I've been looking for work for days, and I forgot to take lunch today. And I'm so terribly alone.
I can understand that. You see, I know what it means to be lonely.
I'll go now, Mr. Marshall. I'll be all right.
Miss Gray.
Yes?
Now, you won't think me forward, I hope, but I'm not really forward. Why shouldn't we pool our loneliness?
How do you mean, sir?
Well, go somewhere and have a bite to eat and talk or something.
Oh, wouldn't you rather go home to someone?
No, there is no one. No, there's no one.
Well,
there's a little place in Soho that serves excellent Chinese food. I think you might enjoy it. I know I shall. And it would be a great kindness to me.
And to me. Thank you. I'd be happy to join you.
Well, it was a nice evening. And then there were other evenings, dinners and concerts, and picture galleries and the park. Nice, plain sort of entertainment. Nothing exciting, but it meant everything to me. Well, I left Mary at her lodgings one evening, and I was on my way home when I ran into Simmons. Gilbert Simmons was my next-door neighbor. He was a black sheep of a county family. This night, the black sheep needed a little shepherding. Because of my admiration for his quiet, enduring wife, Edith, I was glad to see him safely home.
Stinking shopkeeper back there, counting every drop of his filthy liquor.
Yes, Simmons. You see, have you got your latch key? This is your door, you know.
Shopkeepers, horse leeches, sucking the blood out of their betters. You're a decent chap, Morrison, for a shopkeeper.
That's very good of you. Have you got your key?
No.
Never mind, I'll ring.
How about lending me half a sovereign, Marshal?
No.
Until tomorrow?
No.
Oh, it's you, Gilbert.
Well, who'd you think it might be, wife of my bosom? Good night, little shopkeeper. Good night.
Good night, Simmons.
Come on in and close the door, Edith, if you hear.
Thank you for bringing him home, Mr. Marshal.
I'm glad to be of service.
What's the latest news of your son, John?
Oh, he's doing very well since he left home, thank you.
Edith! Last a woman, Edith!
Good night, Mr. Marshall. Do tell Mrs. Marshall I asked about her. Good night.
Good night, Mrs. Simmons. Cora, you've locked the door to my room.
Yes, I have.
My key, please.
When I've had my say... A pretty state of affairs when a decent married woman has to lock her husband out of his room to get him to come into her room and speak a civil word to her.
Cora, we've been through all of this before. Why can't we come to an understanding?
An understanding?
We don't get along. Everything we do, everything we say to each other is irritating. And when people don't like each other, everything they do is hateful.
Oh, so that's it. You hate me. You've always hated me.
I didn't say that, Cora. All I say is that we've both got some good years ahead of us. Why can't we live them happily? Apart from each other.
Apart?
Let me go, Cora.
What are you talking about?
Just that. Let me go.
Divorce? Do you mean divorce?
Well, if you don't divorce me, I shall leave you.
Oh, you will you? Just you try it. Just you try to leave me. I'll go down to Fraser's shop. I'll go to old Fraser himself. Wouldn't I like to see old Fraser's face when I kill him at his very proper manager? He's very respectable.
No use, Cora.
Don't you dare walk out while I'm talking. Don't you dare.
Good night, Cora. It's no use.
Finish.
It's no use. It isn't any earthly use.
Philip, you're not eating a thing tonight. You always like it so well here at Luigi's.
Mary, I'm troubled.
Can't I help?
There's no help anywhere.
It can't be that bad.
After tonight, we can't see each other anymore.
What did you say?
It can't be helped, Mary.
Philip, this friendship has meant a lot to me. Hope to... Might mean something to you?
It's meant everything to me, Mary.
Then what's changed, you Philip?
Well, I'm afraid that I've behaved very badly. I let you think all along that I had no attachments, no ties.
You're Mary?
Yes.
It wasn't very fair, was it?
No. But I was very lonely, you see, and I was afraid you wouldn't see me again. Mary, I begged her for a divorce, but it's no use. And I'm much too fond of you to let you take any more risks. Can I pour you another glass of champagne?
By all means. This is an occasion.
This is goodbye, Mary.
My dear. My very dear.
Fair treat, Philip. A Christmas tree blazing away with candles at tuppence a dozen.
Christmas comes but once a year, Cora.
Did you think that up all by yourself? My, what a mind you have. But where's the mistletoe? Aren't you going to kiss me under the mistletoe? You could shut your eyes, you know, and pretend I was somebody else.
Cora... Wouldn't it be much pleasanter for both of us if we tried to make this place a little more like home?
No place like home. Is there? Now? since that creature threw you out 5 months ago.
What are you talking about?
Exton and Winwood. That's where she works. Melbourne Crescent. That's where she lives. Mary Gray. That's her filthy name.
It's quite true, Cora. But it's all over now. It's over and done with.
Not for me. I'll go to your employer. I'll show you up for the worthless, rotten customer you are. And I'll do the same for her.
Cora, you mustn't do that.
I'll go to the house where she lives. I'll go to the place where she works.
Cora, they can hear every word you say next door.
I'll let everybody know what a low creature she is.
Now, you stop this, Cora.
I'll drive you both into the gutter where you belong.
For pity's sake, Cora, leave her alone.
When I've finished, whether or not before. Now, go on. Take up your silly Christmas dream. That's all you're good for. Well, I'm going upstairs to bed.
Cora?
I'll give Mary Gray such a Christmas she'll never forget. Oh, why don't you have this kiss?
Cora, please. Please listen to me.
Good night, my portly Romeo.
Cora, you'd better not destroy her. You mustn't, you know. You can't. And she won't. Well, my walking stick stood in the umbrella stand near me, you see, and it was a heavy, heavy walnut stick. It was well balanced, and I took it out of the stand. Then I started upstairs, well, slowly, of course, and quietly. Step by step, you know, step by step. It's very good of you, Mrs. Simmons, coming over from time to time like this. It's a great comfort to me.
You've been more than kind to Gilbert and me. You don't look too fit. Tell me, have you slept at all since the funeral?
Not too well.
I thought so. I do wish you'd take Bayard's anodyne.
Oh, I shouldn't want to get into the habit.
5 drops in a glass of water won't hurt you. It's dangerous if you take more than that, of course.
Bayard's anodyne?
You can get it at the chemist.
Thank you, Arwell. Bayard's anodyne. I'll remember that, Mrs. Simmons. Thank you. Yes, yes, I'm coming. Who is it, please?
Huxley, CID.
Who?
Inspector Huxley.
CID?
Criminal Investigation Department. Scotland Yard.
In just a few moments, Frigid Air will present the second act of The Suspect, starring Charles Laughton. Frigidaire is the name that's known best around the world for keeping foods good to eat. And behind that name is more than a quarter of a century of experience in making cold. The dependable record of over 7 million Frigidaire refrigerators built and sold. You have only to consider Frigidaire's famous meter miser to realize what all this skill and experience can mean. The meter miser is the cold-making mechanism that's the heart of your modern Frigidaire. Think of the jobs it has to do. It has to make cold fast, even in the hottest weather. It has to be on the job quietly, hour after hour, year after year. It has to make oceans of cold on a mere trickle of current. And it has to be dependable. All this the Frigidaire engineers knew when they designed the meter miser. And they designed it well. For today, the meter miser is known as the simplest refrigerating mechanism ever built. So economical that it operates on less current than an ordinary light bulb. So powerful that it can make all the cold you'll ever need and still have power to spare. And so dependable that it's sealed in oil for life. Sealed against dirt and dust and moisture. You're twice as sure with two great names. For Frigidaire is made only by General Motors.
Then why didn't you also have that loose step fixed?
Why? Well, now look here, Inspector, don't you believe me?
Unfortunately, Mr. Marshall, each Scotland Yard must examine every possibility.
I see. Let's say, just for argument, that on Christmas Eve, a murderer was in this house thinking, I must do away with Cora Marshall.
Why?
I don't know why. Yet. All right, then. This theoretical murderer decides to make the killing look like an accident. The woman had gone upstairs. Good. He takes one of these walking sticks out of the umbrella stand. This one will do nicely. Then softly, softly he tiptoes up the stairs. You follow me, Mr. Marshall?
Oh, I follow you. It's very interesting. Go on.
Yes. He mustn't make a sound. He reaches the broken step here. Loosens the carpet like this to make it look as though the stair had given way. Then he slips into this corner on the landing and calls softly. Cora! And he waits, his eyes on her door. He waits a lifetime. Then he calls again. Cora! Then the door opens. He stands there hiding, waiting for her to pass. He holds his breath, his hands tighten on the stick. She goes down one step, two, the third, the fourth and broken step. It's now or never. He springs from his hiding place. Now! Again! 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 She crumples and rolls down the stairs. After her. He raises his stick again. He must be sure. Once more, the stop! Eh?
I just said stop. And this is outrageous. How dare you say I killed my wife? How dare you?
I say you killed her. But it is an interesting theory, don't you think?
No.
Now, if we could only find something, some little something for a motive. You understand what I mean, Mr.
Marshall? I certainly do.
Yes. Well, good night, Mr. Marshall.
Good night, Inspector. It's been a long time since we dined at Luigi's, Mary.
Oh, Philip, you mustn't let the outrageous suspicions of stupid people keep us apart anymore.
No, Mary. Not anymore. Let's drink a toast. To our future.
To us, Philip. Mr. and Mrs. Philip Marsh.
And soon, my dear. Soon, eh?
Soon.
Well, Mr. Marshall, my congratulations on your marriage to Miss Mary Gray.
Thank you, Inspector Huxley.
And Miss Gray was seeing you even before the accidental death of your wife?
Maybe.
Could have been evidence. Possible motive for murder. I suppose you didn't know that by marrying the girl, you could legally prevent her testifying against you?
I hadn't really thought of that, Inspector.
Sure you didn't. Well, let me wish you a most successful marriage and a long one.
Thank you, Huxley.
Not at all. Goodbye, Mr. Marshall. For now.
Waiter, another one of those wonderful cherry tarts here when you get round to it. I've got an hour for lunch today.
Oh, have you indeed now? What a decent sort of job you must have, Marshall.
Oh, it's you, Simmons.
Yes, and since you insist so strongly, I'll sit down and have a drink with you. Whiskey, waiter.
I'd cut out the whiskey if I were you, Simmons.
Would you now? Why?
I saw your wife this morning. She was working in the garden when I left my house, and her forehead was bruised again.
Wives do get tiresome at times,
you know.
You've
got to stop knocking her about, Simmons. You must get hold of yourself. You're young. You've got a charming wife.
And no money. Could you lend me a fiver, Marshal?
Not a brass farthing, at least not until you buck up and go to work. And this will pay for your drink. Good day, Simmons.
Good day, shopkeeper. Waiter, make that a double whiskey.
Excuse me. But you're Mr. Simmons, I believe.
Oh, what if I am?
Nice day, isn't it?
Filthy. Who are you?
My name is Huxley.
Oh, yes, you're the priest chap who was asking all those questions after Mrs. Marshall died a few months ago. Tell me, who are you stalking now?
Oh, the same one as before.
your good neighbor, Philip Marshall.
I beg your pardon?
Mr. Simmons, did it ever occur to you that Mrs. Marshall's death might not have been entirely an accident?
Sit down, Inspector, and say that again. You interest me. You don't know how much you interest me.
What occasions this visit to my house, Simmons? If you think you're...
Are we alone, Marshall?
Yes, my wife's off to spend the day at Margaret with some friends. Why?
I had a nice little chat with Inspector Huxley today.
Huxley?
Scotland Yard, you know. He doesn't seem quite satisfied with the notion that Mrs. Marshall's death was an accident.
Too bad.
Huxley thinks you, shall we say, helped your wife to a better world. But he can't prove it.
Oh?
He needs a witness.
Does he?
And I need £10.
You are a swine, aren't you?
Oh, quite.
A filthy, blackmailing swine.
Please, the walls are thin. The walls have ears. That's how I happened to hear things that fateful night.
You heard nothing.
I know. But I could say I did. She cried out. I heard a blow. She...
No one would ever believe you.
They might, Marshal. It might put you in a very awkward position, at the very least.
You're quite right, Simmons. Well, here's £5 now.
I need 10 to begin.
I'll go and get the other 5. It's in the other room.
And you might have another 25 for me Tuesday.
And another 25 the week after that?
Or 50, maybe. Have you a spot of whiskey in the house?
Whiskey? I'm sure I have.
Good.
Whiskey.
I do wish you'd take Bayard's anodyne, Mr. Marshall.
Bayard's anodyne? Yes.
5 drops won't hurt you. It's dangerous if you take more than that, of course.
Whiskey and Bayard's anodyne. Nice cocktail. Good for a swine. Have another drink, Simmons?
How about you? Aren't you going to have a drink?
No, thanks. You are a funny chap, Simmons.
Funny?
You're just a little heedless. I mean, aren't you afraid coming here like this? Blackmail is a dangerous business.
Not when you know your man, and I know you, Marshal. Your kind was created to make things easier for my kind. The meek inherit the earth, the good book says. That's fine. And chaps like me, we inherit the meek. Not bad, what?
No, Simmons, not bad at all.
No, not bad at all.
Into the canal, you swine. Swine.
Philip, dear. How long has that Mr. Simmons next door been missing now?
I don't know, Mary. A week, perhaps. I don't like it. You know, there's an air of tragedy about this whole street now. I've been thinking that John is going to Canada for his company. Don't you think we might go with him?
Canada? Oh, Philip, I'll be glad and thankful to get out of this house.
You felt it, too.
Let's go with John. Let's go to Canada, Philip.
So we shall, Mary. So we shall indeed.
Five minutes to sailing. All visitors ashore, please. 5 minutes.
Bartender, whiskey and soda, please.
Marshal. Well, hello.
Inspector Huxley. You turn up everywhere, don't you?
Heard you were sailing for Canada.
Is that why you're here?
Oh, no. Seeing an old friend off, named Pennyfeather.
Oh, yes.
No, it's your neighbor Simmons has me worried now.
Oh, he'll turn up. He always does.
Simmons has turned up.
You don't say.
Fished him out of the canal behind the terrace.
Oh, how ghastly. Must have fallen in when he was tight, I should think.
No. Thrown in when he was dead.
No.
Poison, pint or so of whiskey.
That's shocking. You don't know who did it?
We know.
Who?
His wife.
No. Oh, no.
Definitely. It's a clear case. He was a rotter. used to beat her about frightfully. She admits it.
Well, that's not possible.
Oh, yes. The stuff in his stomach is identical with the patent sleeping drug she keeps on hand.
You can't hang her. No jury would convict that woman.
And I say the jury won't even leave the box.
But she's innocent. I know it.
Well, don't let it upset you, Marshal. After all, murder's been committed. Well, there's my man now. Pennyfeather. Goodbye, Marshal. Bon voyage and all that. Very best of luck in Canada.
Thank you. Thank you.
Pennyfeather. Hold on, will you? Pennyfeather.
Whiskey and soda for you, sir. No, thank you.
No.
But you ordered it, sir. I say there. Never mind. Somebody will want it.
Three minutes, Cole. 3 minutes to sailing. 3 minutes. Oh, you can't go ashore now. We're just going to haul in the gangplank. Oh, I beg your pardon, sir. I thought you were a passenger. Go right down, sir.
There he comes now, Sergeant. Down the gangplank. Just as I'd hoped.
So help me, Inspector, you were right.
I think so. Just a hunch, of course. You see, basically, Marshall's no killer. He's a very decent and honorable sort. I was certain if he thought an innocent person was suffering for his crime. Look, here he comes now.
Inspector Huxley.
Yes, Marshal?
Shall we take a cab?
Where to?
Scotland Yard.
Thanks to you, Charles Laughton, for contributing a powerful and sympathetic performance to Hollywood Star Time. And thanks also to Rosalind Ivan, who played the part of Cora. We'll hear from Mr. Laughton again shortly. This radio production came to you direct from Hollywood and was written by Milton Geiger with a musical score composed and conducted by Frank Duvall. The entire production was under the direction of Jack Johnstone. The Suspect was presented by Frigidaire through the cooperation of Universal Pictures, producers of Canyon Passage, soon to be released. Hollywood Star Time is presented each week with the best wishes of your Frigidaire dealer, who invite you to come in and learn about the famous line of Frigidaire home appliances, electric water heaters, home freezers, and a wide variety of refrigerating and air conditioning equipment for homes, farms, stores, offices, and factories. And here again is Charles Laughton. Mr. Laughton, I understand you're soon leaving Hollywood for Broadway.
Yes, Wendell. I leave for New York in August to begin rehearsals on a new play. It's about the great astronomer, Galileo.
Oh, that's wonderful. Who wrote it?
A pal of mine, Bertolt Brecht. And the date that I'm very much looking forward to will be right here on Hollywood Star Time next Saturday, when Eddie Bracken and Diana Lynn will star in Christmas in July. Sounds like a good time for everyone.
Thank you, Charles Laughton, and good luck in your new play.
Thank you.
This is Wendell Niles speaking for Frigidaire, made only by General Motors. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.